Saliva becomes spit only on its exit from the body, from the mouth. Maybe if it is a child or a toddler with spit in their mouths, we will coddle the language more. We will add a suffix to the name in an attempt to differentiate it from an action that produces an object of the same name more purposefully. I spit spit. To instead a noun that denotes some kind of lacking agency. She's got some spittle on her chin. Spit is the name of the action and the object. Spit as boundary markers. When men walking in front of me with swagger turn their heads to the side and spit on the pavement. As therapy, when I remember my mother telling me about spit being good for wounds, and I instinctively spit and kiss my arm, grazed on rocks and pebbles from a fall. As intimacy and interiority made exterior, and then maybe made interior yet again. When I looked up at him and he looked down at me and he said softly, "Open your mouth," and so I acquiesced. He spat cleanly, a perfectly formed globule that travelled through the air before landing on my tongue. I preferred to imagine it landing cleanly in the deep dark of my throat, an open cave. But it didn't, because my throat is not an open cave, nor is my mouth a cave mouth, but a body mouth instead. His spit landed on my tongue. Joined my own saliva, and I swallowed it down performatively. As custom, spitting in the heart of Midlothian, on the site where a prison once stood. As ACAB sentiment. As excess, when sharing a joint makes my throat dry but manages to gather all the saliva in the roof of my mouth, and I spit in the plant pots that sit in a neat row at the side of my house. As landmass, a stretch of sand spiraling outwards, something about longshore drift. As pedagogy, Rose and Jack leaning over the handrail, her failing to spit, dribbling, and him showing her how to improve the trajectory. As disgust, spitting when we say the name. The transition from the interior to exterior. From air to breath is not as deliberate as the transformation from saliva to split. But the ability for what spit, water, saliva is doing can be denied and registered differently depending on who is encountering it. The body and its gestures of transformation, visible in several objects, scattered around a clean room. I can't help but think of spit when I read backwash on a gallery guide or promotional material. Nor can I disconnect the feeling of something inside put outside. Body of work, work of body, sounds that we would classify as bodily, simply to provide a broad, encompassing, and not too restrictive, read erroneous definition for our own ease, is playing somewhere where images of children carrying water in plastic buckets to and from lapping shores. Others are gathered around a kid partially buried in sand. I'll return to this. A home video not in the home. Sounds of something organic. Maybe saliva being gathered in the mouth. Maybe the insides of cheeks being chewed and sucked or wet food being handled. Maybe something being squeezed or pushed out of place. Maybe something being prepared to exit from the body or something being prepared to enter it. Gallery assistant to a visitor. Some people have asked if it was a performance made for the exhibition. The two of us, somewhere else, telling them how nice it is, that it's now safe to swim in Edinburgh's beaches. They're clean now, right? Are laughing, maybe. My memory tells me they're laughing. Tells the rest of the group that it's because that is where the largest sewage treatment works in Scotland is. Close to the country's second largest city. On vivait dans la proximité de la mer. Elle faisait rire. We lived in close proximity to shit. It made us laugh. The coast where the shit flows out into the open water is a firth of the North Sea. where borders and histories touched, and empires and kingdoms found reason to trade and kill and barter and grandstand. The beach where children play is unnamed, not remembered. It's in Jamaica somewhere. The location is unclear, as some of the moments of the 90s home video recording, where glitchy squares delay the movements of limbs and torsos, faces and hands. Putting it out there, getting it all out, a breath, an exhalation, a spit. Making exterior not a clearly defined narrative of silting and dredging histories of a black life in Scotland, nor of a healing or a resolution that might be received in a manner more tidy, but instead an exteriorization of what gathers and hangs around the corners of the interior body, a spilling out and being spilled out, being spat out. Endnotes are things unfinished, exteriorized. A frame and mould growing inside it, where somewhere underneath the mould sits Scottish landscape. An 1871 painting by Robert S. Duncanson. The most accomplished landscape painter in the West. The most accomplished African-American painter in the United States from 1850 to 1860. It is painted only 3 decades following the tour of Frederick Douglass around the same country, who will carve words of protest in graceful characters into rocks of crags, who will in over 200 years be described as the slave who became a Scot by a Glasgow-based newspaper, as if those two things were antonymous, or that even the concepts of slavery and Scottishness could only be situated far from one another. Spitting it out, dredging it up, traversing waterways, watching slowly as the beam from a lighthouse makes somewhat visible the contours and surrounds of an estuary through which trade lived and died. Navigation here, unruly, housed within an observatory designed to speak to a dock several miles north and downhill, and several points mark different gestures within the space. Children laughing, playing, and building atop a friend buried into the beach. An oak rectangle which holds a metallic print deteriorating, reed changing, transforming, through contact with rum and salty seawater from a beach in Barbados. Deterioration that moves as slowly as the sunset based on a blinking monitor set against a clean wall. A black A-frame under which are suspended the images of these children and a young woman with them. She looks around herself on the Jamaican beach, seeming to occupy herself with the movements of the many children around her, her hands continuing to build castles from sand, and her eyes still moving across and through laughs and screams as waves wash against shore.